This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez addressed Ukrainian Parliament on Saturday, saying Ukraine is going to win the war and reiterating the European commitment to Ukrainian future EU membership.
They are going to win. It will take them weeks, months. It will take tears, blood, and sweat, but Ukraine is going to win this war.
On the same day, Spain takes over the European Union's six-month rotating presidency. Sanchez visited Kyiv and said no one deserves more than Ukraine to get the European Union status. Sanchez also announced Spain would send another 55 million euros in aid to Ukraine. Rioting raged in cities around France for a fourth night despite massive police deployment, with cars and buildings set ablaze and stores looted. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Family and friends prepared to bury the 17-year-old Saturday, whose killing by police unleashed the unrest. The government suggested that violence was beginning to lessen thanks to tougher security measures. Damages remained widespread throughout French territories. Overseas, the Interior Minister announced 471 arrests around France by early Saturday. An international soccer star and French national soccer team pleaded for an end to the violence, which is rooted in disadvantaged neighborhoods facing poverty and discrimination. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The death toll from a grisly road crash in western Kenya has risen to 49, a government minister said Saturday, as rescuers worked to clear the wreckage where more victims are feared trapped. It's one of the deadliest accidents in Kenya for several years, with a shipping container veering out of control and plowing into other vehicles. This is VOA News. Sierra Leone's main opposition party has said it will not take part in any level of governance in the country, from parliament to local councils, following what it called fraudulent presidential election results. President Julius Maada Bio was reelected for a second term in a first round of voting, with 56% of ballots, according to results released by the Electoral Commission Tuesday, which have been contested by opposition and local organizations. International observers noted statistical inconsistencies between the partial results and the final results, and condemned the lack of transparency in the ballot count while calling for peaceful dialogue to resolve differences. Hollywood's Actors Union and major studios announced an agreement to extend their current labor contract through July 12th and keep talking to try to reach a new labor deal. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
In a message to members on Friday, SAG-AFTRA's negotiators said no one should, quote, mistake this extension for weakness. Instead, they said the extension was reached in order to exhaust every opportunity for a contract they all demand and deserve. Negotiations come at a difficult time for Hollywood studios, which are struggling to make streaming services profitable. Writers, actors, and producers also worry the rise of generative AI could threaten their jobs.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. Prime Minister Hun Sen has backed down from threats to cut off access to Facebook in Cambodia, even as he declared the company's representatives would no longer be welcome in the country. The announcement late Friday night came after Facebook said it was taking down a video in which Hun Sen threatened political opponents, and just before campaigning began for elections widely seen as a sham after the main opposition was barred from participating. Earlier in the day, Hun Sen had threatened to block the platform entirely, but later appeared to soften that stance. The U.S. Supreme Court is being asked to take up another school admissions case, this one involving a prestigious public high school in the U.S. state of Virginia. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
There are similarities between the complaints surrounding the admissions policy at the Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology in Alexandria, Virginia, and the cases decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. The admissions process is highly competitive and now being challenged by the Pacific Legal Foundation. It claims the school's discriminating against Asian Americans, a population that went from 70% of the student body down to 54%, while enrollments increased among Black and Latino applicants. I'm Jackie Quinn.